Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Dell, 713-780-3776. The headlines, Astros lose yesterday 6-4. Had plenty of opportunities, but just couldn't get it done. Had, especially in the eighth inning, that was tough. You had Cam Smith and Mauricio Dubon up with the bases loaded, and they came up short. Great plays, couple of great plays, though, by Miami. Now you got the day off. And then the Yankees tomorrow night. And you got to be careful how you play. It's Hunter Brown against some guy named Schlittler. You just got to be careful how you say that. Schlittler. Otherwise, the FCC's coming after you. Texans camp. Christian Harris was actually on the field yesterday. It was just walkthroughs. It wasn't a physical practice, but at least he was out there. Danielle Hunter. Okay, so Dell has been egregious, okay? He has been flagrant with the swarm thing, right? He calls it swarm.
It's not my fault. They spell it a certain way, even though one of the words is an E.
Well, Danielle Hunter has you say, what is it? Why is it swarm?
I don't remember exactly. It's just that E is in there.
Not A.
There's no A word in there.
There's no A word in there.
But it's, the acronym still is SWARM.
It's SWARM. But it's not an acronym.
No, it's not.
Here's Danielle Hunter. Danielle Hunter, actually, I think he's talking directly to you, Dell.
I hope so.
Because you've been pretty flagrant about this. Danielle Hunter says, here's the definition of SWARM.
SWARM, to me, means like to suffocate. Something just comes at you and you just have no breathing room. You can't really, like, get out of it. It's just too much. It overwhelms. That's what swarm means.
It has to be swarm.
It's overwhelming.
Exactly.
That's what swarm means.
Exactly.
Overwhelming.
No doubt.
Yeah. And that's what they have. That looked like an NFL film. Did Danielle Hunter finish ahead of Will Anderson Jr.?
I haven't seen him listed yet.
I haven't either. But that looked like an NFL Films deal. I would imagine Danielle Hunter is a top 100 player.
Yeah, the newest list, the newest ones are not out.
The newest ones aren't out? What, oh, it comes out every Wednesday or something?
Probably, yeah, leading up to the season. Yeah, I would think so. Something like
they only
that.
Went to 50 to 45. Will Anderson Jr. was the last one. Mike Evans is 44. Mike Evans is 44. Anyway, Danielle Hunter, that looked like it was an NFL production. So
yeah, so next up is going to be August 11th through the 15th is 40 to 31. The 18th through the 22nd is 30 to 21. Then 20 to 11 is the 25th to the 29th. And then September 1st is the top 10.
Okay. Right, right before the season starts.
So, Trent Williams dropped 38 points to number 45.
Trent Williams is better than that.
Yeah, according
there
to
there are very few left tackles, if any, that you would take ahead of Trent Brown.
Laremy Tunsil.
I mean, not Trent. Trent Williams, rather.
Laremy Tunsil, hello.
Oh, no chance.
Yeah.
Over Trent Williams?
How about Quinyon Mitchell going 49th already?
How about that?
That's pretty good.
And listen, oh, did you see the stat? Like, he and Cooper DeShane, like, Kamari Lassiter had more picks than those two combined? Or is that right? There's a silly stat about Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley. And Kamari Lassiter is not even in this deal. Kamari Lassiter was better than those two.
Yeah, but Laster's not a top 100 player in the league.
Well, is Quinyon Mitchell?
Yeah, Quinyon's really good. He's the lockdown.
Kamari was pretty damn good.
Kamari was
46%
that's great.
Completion percentage.
That's great.
Kamari was excellent.
Kamari is not Quinyon Mitchell. Quinyon Mitchell's a lockdown going up against number ones. He's not. He's in the Derek Stingley group of cornerbacks, not the number twos. I think you're a little too high on Kamari Laster.
Really? Because yeah. Okay.
I know you're a stat man, but with your completion percentage, let's see how year two works out.
DJ Bieniemy, when asked in his mailbag, who's been your standout performer of camp? Kamari Lassiter, primed to ascend into Pro Bowl status.
Okay. Hey,
Since the Texans already have an all-pro corner. Quarterbacks in practice tend not to test him, so Lassiter gets most of the work.
I hope he does. That's going to be great. I just know that Quinyon Mitchell was second in Rookie of the Year.
I don't care about what year. Because he's in Philadelphia.
I'll tell you,
Quinyon
Mitchell's better than Kamari Lassiter. I put that on my mama and everybody's mama.
Fat sports writers voted for him. Oh, great. Yeah, great.
Are you Q-dogging it too?
Quinyon Mitchell, no, it's just a very small down.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just my wrist down.
Are you trying to get in his
pants?
I'm
not doing Q-dog.
What are you doing?
I'm just showing. I'm not. John's trying to get a pizza from Kamari.
What?
He doesn't deliver to L.A. His pizzas don't come there.
Well, he's going to play the Rams,
although Cal
right?
does listen to the show.
And he's also Kamari's going to be in L.A. for the Rams game.
Kamari's going to be in L.A.
So maybe he's looking.
Rustic Canyon? Maybe a dinner at Rustic Canyon on Saturday? Maybe.
I'll ask him, but I don't think he'll come. I don't know.
We'll see. And Cal listens to the show.
He might be
out on the West Coast, too.
He's in West Virginia right now, isn't he?
Well, you know what?
I don't think the owner would go.
You think the owner would go to Greenbrier? I mean, the weather's nice.
Oh, I was trying to get Kamari out to dinner, not Cal.
Well, Cal owns the team. If you want pizzas, if you want free stuff, you're going to have to go through Cal and Hannah, not Kamari Lassiter.
I'd much rather go to dinner with Kamari.
Yeah, he's a second rounder.
Dell, condolences to you.
What is that? Oh, you don't think he would pay for anything? Yeah. Okay.
Kamari? No,
yeah.
I don't care. I'll buy him dinner. That's all right. Dell, condolences to you. Adult film star Miss John Doe reported.
Don't know who she is, so you don't have to usher.
Miss
you don't
John
have to give
Doe?
Me any condolences. I don't even know who she is.
Yeah, but she's D-O-U-G-H. That was Miss John D-O-U-G-H.
Yeah.
She's money.
And what happened to her?
She passed away.
Condolences.
Why are you getting the condolences?
I don't know. I don't know who that woman is.
You never saw her?
I've never seen her.
I thought you were an enthusiast. That's all.
No, I've never. You know what I've never done before the show? Hey, did you see her latest work? I've never done that. No. I don't know who that woman is. I'm sorry that she's dead, but I don't know who she is.
Yeah. By the way, we were a Saints fan said, why are you guys not talking about the compelling quarterback situation in New Orleans?
I got news for you. The Saints are picking one next year.
Let me tell you, they say Spencer – I was reading yesterday that Spencer Rattler is badly outplaying Tyler Shuck right now. Tyler Shuck was one of those guys
terrible.
When I watched him. You know, he was a 7-year college player.
Yeah.
When I watched Tyler Shuck throw the football and he's got a clean pocket and everything's good, he threw it better than any quarterback in the draft last year. Like, he was really, really – from an arm talent standpoint, he's up there with Cam Ward. When there's any pressure at all, he was like – just get it out. Somebody please just take it. Wee. And I just thought, I'm not sure that's going to work in pro football. If you just throw it up for grabs when there's pressure, that's probably not going to work great.
I'm telling you, the Saints are picking number one next year.
You think
that
so?
That quarterback situation is the worst in the NFL.
You know, it'd be a good bet. They'd be, certainly that you could play the under, but if there was somewhere where you could play who makes the first pick, they're probably like 8-1 is my guess.
8-1 is nice, yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing the favorites are going to
be. Okay, what if they trade it? Do you still win?
Yeah, you can still win.
Oh.
You can still win. But the Saints aren't going to trade. The Saints aren't trading. Well, okay, who gets the first pick? Not who makes the first pick, who gets the first pick.
Right.
Okay, instead of who makes first pick, because they could. Now, if Tyler Shuck quarterbacks and he doesn't do well, remember, he wasn't a first round pick. The Saints will take a quarterback this year. It doesn't Tyler Shuck or nothing. They don't care. He wasn't a first-round pick. And I'm not convinced Jackson Dart is going to be any good. And he's already running third, which that's not unusual for a rookie to run third behind two veterans. That's not unusual at all.
No, Jackson Dart ain't starting. Come on.
At some point, you would think he would be this year
over
if they're not
Russell
very
Wilson?
Good. Well, if they're not very good at some point this year. You think Russell Wilson's going to lead this team to victories?
No. Maybe later. Yeah.
Who has a better season this year, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers? A better statistical season. Rodgers is the big favorite because he's likely to play all.
Oh, Aaron. I mean, Russell Wilson absolutely could. Aaron.
He could, but Aaron.
Russell Wilson had a good statistical year last year.
Yeah, but here's the question. Aaron is less likely to have somebody. There's not a rookie first rounder waiting in the wings if things go sideways. The Steelers are likely to win a certain amount of games and compete for at least a wild card spot, you would think. So they'll probably stay static with quarterback. I could see the Giants going sideways and they're being pressured to play the rookie quarterback from ownership. That's why I would say, like, if all things were equal and they both played 17 games, I'm giving it to Russell Wilson because he's got Malik Nabers to throw to.
Yeah.
And I like DK Metcalf fine, but Malik to me is an elite talent. I had him as the number one player in that entire draft, ahead of Caleb Williams and ahead of Marvin Harrison Jr. Dude, Malik Nabers is special. Like, he's special. And you're going to see it even. You saw how special he was with Daniel Jones last year.
Yeah.
You didn't see that with Marvin Harrison, with Kyler Murray. Well, you'll see it again this year with Russell Wilson. Russell, he's gonna help Russell. He's gonna make Russell a better quarterback.
We got a break. We're behind 713-780-3776. John Chill was not available today. He's actually on a cruise. I hope he's okay. Cruises are dangerous these days. I hope he's okay. And I'm gonna tell you this. We've been talking about the Golden Nugget. It's where we're going to do our fantasy draft. I hope you're going there too. My boy Houston did it there last year. I hope they're doing it again there. It's the best. It's so awesome. Awesome, awesome. You're going to do your fantasy draft. You might as well do it at a place that everybody wants to be at. Okay? Not only do you do the fantasy draft, everybody goes out to the pool. You can get rounds of golf in. You got casino gambling right there. You got restaurants, 12 of them. You got a beautiful hotel. You got a nightclub. What more could you possibly want? That's the way to do a fantasy draft. Not a bunch of guys just scratching around and sitting there at some, I don't know, where. Just go to the Golden Nugget and have yourself a big time. But not only that, I mean, it's only 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. Just to get a wild hair. Hey, let's go to the Nugget. Let's go. You could do it a day trip or stay at the beautiful hotel. It's right here. It's awesome. It's Vegas style, and yet it's only 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. Right down to I-10, you're looking for the best place to get your gamble on. Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Archie Manning says Arch Manning will not leave Texas after the 2025 season.
Yeah, no kidding.
Will he declare for the draft after this year? He said he's not going to do that.
I've had these fights with people. I'm like, you don't know the money he can get to a second contract. I said, listen, not everyone is only about second contract. Second contract comes for every good player. Every good player is going to make $500 million.
Arch Manning isn't getting it out of the mud. He doesn't need to rush to a second contract.
Exactly. Like the Mannings have already said, you had Eli played 4 years, Peyton played 4 years. They understand the value of getting reps in college football. He didn't start for his first 2 years. They're going to get a minimum of 2 years of starting experience out of Arch Manning before, and that's going to be this year and next year. And that's just what's going to happen. If he wanted, he could stay 3 years. I don't think he'll do that. I think he'll only stay 4 years and have 2 years of starting experience is my guess. But some of that I could see the Mannings. I mean, listen, it's the Mannings. I could see Cooper. I mean, I could see Arch Manning. If Arch Manning is good, I want to see if he's good. I'm not just automatic. John, I think you're this way too. Dell, you maybe too. He's got to prove it to me before we're just anointing him. We're just crowning his ass. I want to see what he can do. But let's just say he's really good. I could see a scenario where they don't like the first pick of the draft and they go back into school. I mean, Cooper Manning, you know, Cooper's his dad. Cooper's own father did that with Eli Manning. I could see the Mannings using that one extra year of college to potentially say, nah, we're going to go back, take our NIL. He'll get better as a quarterback with the third year. We'll try to win a national championship. And then we'll roll the dice with that a better organization will come up. Now, I don't know who that organization would be that they try to avoid. I don't know who that would be. Maybe the Giants again. But because in 2 years, they may, you know, after in 2 years, not after this year, but after in 2 years, they could be saying, Jackson, darn ain't it. We're still terrible. Let's draft. And can you imagine a storyline if Arch Manning was going to be the first pick of the draft and the Giants had the first pick? Can you imagine a storyline of Arch potentially going to the Giants and the family have to make a decision if they wanted him to come out? When I say the family, I mean it's Cooper's decision. We keep acting like Archie Manning's making the decision. I assume Archie's not making the decision.
What if it's the Saints? How interesting is that?
No, that's not great either.
No, it's not great, but for the whole family's from New Orleans.
They are, and yet at the same time,
yeah.
I mean,
Archie got killed.
The old
there.
Man got his head kicked in there.
Yeah, he did.
He got beat up worse than some people in French Quarter fights.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would be an interesting one, whether or not he'd want to go there. Yeah. 713-780-3776, the number if you would like to get in here with us. We got more CJ sound. We played it bite earlier. Process over results, okay? Now it's CJ has been in the league for a couple of years. And Kaylee is letting CJ take ownership on this. But, you know, the reports out of Chicago are, you know, Ben Johnson's offense, Caleb Williams and the rest of the guys aren't getting it. They're just not getting it.
Huh.
But CJ, now, is 2 years in the league, and here he is, and he's got to learn a new system. Here's CJ on learning a new system this year.
Yeah, it's a little different just because, like, I know, like, more coverages. I know, like, style, trees. I know coordinators. You know, I played against a good amount of, you know, different schemes. So it's a little easier. And then, you know, it's a lot of similarities from what Nick's bringing to what we're doing in the past. So it's a little similar in those lights, but it's not as hard as my rookie year was, like learning Chinese. This year is a little bit of that, but not as much. It's a little easier.
Yeah, it's going to get easier as you go along, and easier as you go along. I mean, and, oh, by the way, he's got a lot more, like he said, ownership in it. He gets to, listen, it's going to be on him. Calls the wrong, you know, blocking scheme, you know, he calls out the wrong mic, whatever. And he doesn't get out of plays that he's supposed to get out of because the defense, it's going to be on him.
Yeah.
I mean, you're putting a lot on the plate, but it's his third year. And, you know, he's going to have some ownership in it. And I think a lot of quarterbacks would rather have that than what he had last year being controlled, you know?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Like, year three, you know, year two, you don't know what you don't know starting off. And so you start seeing things you've never seen. As teams have created new game plans for you. By year three, you've seen most of what you need to see. I think CJ, year three is a great indicator of where a player is mentally. You know, the first year CJ was great, the S2 was the dumbest thing that's ever existed. Year two, if we're being honest, there was a little bit of processing. There was a little bit of inconsistency with processing what he saw at the fronts. Now, that's not, you know, that could be teams are showing him different, you know, zone dog looks. That could be disguised coverages. It could be a lot of things. And I think it's tough for teams. Like, I think Jaden Daniels is going to see some things he didn't see in year one that could slow him down a little bit. Bo Nix, same thing. All these rookie quarterbacks. But I think CJ, as long as it's blocked up, my guess is that the game slows down for him a little bit, John. Even with the new offense.
Well, Bo Nix isn't a rookie anymore. But
yeah, and everything that we've heard is that this offense is going to really be calibrated towards the talent, towards what they have, which I would assume is a big part of that is CJ, and that includes whatever he's comfortable with in terms of getting into certain protections, getting out of certain plays. So my guess is the first three games it might be a little sloppy for him in the offensive line, maybe even the first five or six. Yep. But I would say by about game six or seven, we should know kind of what we're dealing with.
Right. Hey, we got a call. This is an interesting call. The ESPN ad master. The ESPN ad master. Frank is joining us.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn. And this is Bill Olson. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for the ultimate conservative. Having disgusting termite sex and starting new colonies. We even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. We buy them all. And that Daspit law firm. Why? Because they're the best at what they do. It just might blow your mind. You're going to find what you love and love what you find.
Love that one.
That's a good one. That's a banger. Yeah.
What about the Air Chief rapper?
Only night harvested tequila. Our show is about sports, community, fashion, and, of course, business.
You got to be a listener to know that one.
Trust the ultimate fan with the paint on his face.
That's my Air Team, guys.
Jeez. The IRS never misses that call. I wonder if they'll review. I owed $50,000, and they settled for pennies on the dollar. I'm a coug. Of course we have to have cougar colors.
It's your girl,
Robin. That's my girl, Robin.
The Greek wings, I had one that I brought in just now. It was awesome.
It's a lot of your people.
Don't be scared. We all do this.
I don't know that one.
Promo code 1560. Promo code 1560.
Wait, what's that?
That's me, I think.
Champion Energy.
It's all right. You.
That's me.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym in a while.
Testifin. That's Testifin.
It's a secret ingredient called Testinor.
No, it's Testifin. Sorry, ad guy.
Yeah.
Well, this was Harold Gunn, and this was Bill Olson.
I mean, he had them all lined up.
Oh, my God. God.
He had them all lined up. Of course, I'm a coug, John.
I'm a coug.
We have the best. We have the best ribeyes in the city, John.
We have the best ribeye in the city.
I just had one of those.
I just had one wing.
They're awesome. Oh, that's good.
I didn't know what he meant by ad master.
I didn't know what he meant
ads.
Either.
He's mastered all our ads.
Yeah. Well, now I know, of course.
No.
I didn't know at the time.
That is funny. That was pretty good, Frank. Pretty good.
Who's Frank? I know ESPN Admaster. I don't know Frank.
I don't know him either. I don't know who is
you
Frank.
You keep saying Frank.
I just know the Admaster.
I think people who've listened to this show know who Frank is.
We don't.
Yeah.
No. I just know the Admaster called him.
Admaster. Admaster. Yeah.
And love what you find.
Oh,
and my tenants won't pay me. The red house was an absolute lock.
I'll buy your house.
Sell us your car. You know what? He missed that one. Sell us your car.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sell us your car. Well, as a matter of fact, GiveMeTheVIN.com is already the best place to sell your car, and now it's even better with the GiveMeTheVIN.com big cash giveaway. GiveMeTheVIN.com is giving away $25,000 in cash every month. Get 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. If you want details, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. Look, as you heard the ad John Clay Wolf had around the air, the woman, she sold him her car, And then she gets 1,000 chances. And then he tells her on the air, oh, by the way, you just won $25,000 on top of what we gave you for your car. I mean, that's crazy. John Clay Wolf is nuts. Giving away $25,000 every month. Give me the VIN.com wants to buy your car, whether it's your daily driver, pickup, your truck, SUV, minivan, supercar, exotic. They also have exotic. Yeah, they've got a website just for that. Say goodbye to dealing with dealerships. Listen, they're the best. Give me the VIN.com. Put your car right on the money with hassle-free online option to sell your car for more. They'll come to you. You can go to them, whatever. They'll bring you the check. They'll pick up the car. They do it all. All you have to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, put in your VIN number or your license plate number, and let's go. GiveMeTheVIN.com, giving away $25,000 in cash on top of everything else that they give you. I mean, there's no question. GiveMeTheVIN.com is America's best car buyer.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Okay, so we've got two segments left. Dell, what have we missed today?
I don't think that there was much of concern for the listening audience that you guys didn't get to.
I got something, but it's not major. It's just funny to hear somebody say this. And there's no offense is intended here when I bring this story up. But Sun Heung-min, is that it? Sun Heung-min, who's been in Tottenham since he started in 15-16. He's 33 years old now. He said that he's joining LAFC, Los Angeles Football Club, the Galaxy, in a move to an MLS club that is a dream come true for him. After a 10-year run with Tottenham, he said, finally, I make it to the MLS. This is a dream come true. Of course, we know this is where veteran Premier League players and international stars come to retire. I did not come to die, but no. They come to retire. They get good money. They don't want to come to typically, I don't remember any of them coming to Houston. They typically go to Los Angeles. Maybe New York is a factor for some, but pretty much it seems like all of them go to Los Angeles. Beckham, L.A., Thierry Henry was L.A., right?
New York.
Oh, he was New York. It's going to be Coastal. Yeah. Who else are the big name
and
guys?
Messi's getting his best friends down
Busquets
in Miami.
Miami.
He just
another
Argentine international, Rodrigo De Paul. He's down there. Suarez is down there.
Busquets
is down there.
Alba's down there.
Yeah. Someone pointed out they're starting 11. There's not an American in their starting 11. I don't know exactly the rules for MLS as far as how many Americans you have to have, but
you have to have some.
Inter Miami is certainly not starting them when they have their best team out there. 33 years old. He had his farewell game in Korea. Tottenham was touring Korea at the time. So his final match for Tottenham, he walked off and, you know, got a standing ovation, all that stuff. But now his dream come true is to play in L.A.
You know, and we really, like, you know, in all seriousness, we have our own issues with stuff in the country or whatever the case may be. It is amazing to, like, a lot of these athletes going to L.A., going to the weather, the atmosphere, the city, just the opportunity, all of it. I mean, it's still a dream come true for a lot of these guys. If you got some money, it's not the worst place in the world to be if you got money. And he's coming in there with some money, and he just says a dream come true, L.A., what a city. That's where he wanted to go play was Los Angeles. It's a huge advantage for them in that league because they're going to get quality players. In Miami, you have to mention Miami now. So it's Miami, New York, and L.A. I figure they're the ones from an MLS standpoint that are always going to get these international stars. I don't know that he was a star, but he was a good player.
No, he was a star in the Premier League. He was a big time player, and there's a big Korean population in LA, which was another attractive thing for him. But just like in the sports we pay attention to the most, the coastal cities, the big cities will attract the big stars.
Yeah, and the deal is, I don't know how many years it is. It's worth $26 million, which is an MLS record. Which a lot of that has to do with Korean population. I mean, just same thing with Messi, an Argentinian / Latin American population, South American, having him in Miami is going to be a really big deal. But yeah, That's just weird for me to hear somebody say it's a dream come true to play in the MLS. We know those guys end up going to the MLS when their careers are over, and presumably because they get the nice weather, they get everything that comes with LA, and they may get, you know, additional opportunities marketing-wise.
And taxes, and higher taxes.
We know
so,
that.
Speaking of higher taxes, Roman Anthony is in a new tax bracket.
Yes. The
Red Sox gave him $130 million over 8 seasons. That can escalate to $230 million. He's played 46 games. Mm-hmm. This could blow up on
It's him. Not the first time they've done this. They did this with your boy, Nomar Garciaparra.
Nomar. They did it with Nomar.
And Nomar was a good player.
It helped. No, but this 46 games. I mean, if you did that with Cam Smith after 46 games, uh-huh. then you'd be, right? So
well,
you got to be
huge,
careful.
It's a huge risk. It's got huge risk and huge reward. The reward is, so I'm looking at the how it escalates. It's $2 million next year. It's $4 million in 27. It's $8 million in 28. And those are all club control years. He's $15 million in a club control year in 2029, so they're losing millions up to this point in what they could have spent. $19 million in 2030, which would be, I think, the last club control year. Is it 23? I think maybe 23 would be the last club control. I mean, 31 would be the last club control year, right?
No.
And that's a $23 million dollar year. Right. I mean, we're talking about $12 million that he normally would make in that year.
Well, by 31, 23 in his last year, if he's really, really good, might be a discount.
Well, I doubt, well, based on the numbers, and granted the numbers may change, but based on the, I don't think so, based on the numbers that we've seen.
Well, Kyle Tucker made, yeah, I mean, you can make, absolutely, even in your last arbitration year, you can make $23 million, yeah. So they're just banking on the kid's going to be really, really good. We'll see.
What did Kyle Tucker make? He made 16.5.
Yeah, but by 31, that's going to be
maybe. Yeah. Maybe that it's not. It doesn't go up as fast as you think, though.
Well, Kyle Tucker wasn't even close to the highest. So.
Historically, yeah. I mean, that's still that's a lot. The year before that, you look at the year before that when it's 23. That year is that's $19 million. And that next to last year, like the arbitration numbers don't go up as fast as you think they are based on how good some of these players are. But the difference is after that, you got them locked up at $25 million and $29 million and a club option for $30 million the next year. So you could be buying 3 additional years for him. And if he's a good player, this is a great deal because, you know, out of arbitration, when he is a free agent, if he's as good as they think, which is MVP potential, then we know that's $40-plus million a year.
The record for most money earned through arbitration, Juan Soto made nearly $80 million through arbitration.
How did he make not a one-year deal? What was that?
No, that's 3 years of arbitration.
Oh, 3 years of arbitration.
$80 million. So,
and that guy's a generational caliber talent.
Right. Well, right, but it.
I mean, they
absolutely.
Obviously think,
if he's it, listen, it could be a bargain, and then it could be a bust.
Well,
so.
He's. You know, the numbers aren't. They obviously know what they have in the minor league system. I'll just say the numbers. He came up in June 9th. He's slashing .283 with a 400 OPS, which is fantastic. I mean, 400 on base, which is fantastic.
Right.
A .428 slugging, which is okay. He's only got 2 home runs and 19 RBIs in 46 games. Obviously. Those stats don't tell the whole story, and I would tell you a 400 on base percentage for a rookie is pretty incredible. That's really outstanding. They know what they have. They think he's got great power potential. 2 homers in 46 games doesn't necessarily tell the story, but just looking at the brief stats, John, this looks like it, I mean, just on paper, and it's all really on paper for any rookie. It is a huge risk. They are risking. Yeah.
Right.
What is the guarantee that they? What's the guarantee number?
130.
That's $130 million guaranteed, yeah. Man.
Right.
And you would have thought if the Astros did this with Cam Smith
after 46 games,
7 weeks ago, yep. It'd have been like, this is smart. They're going to hang on to it a long time. Right now, you'd just be going, huh?
Yeah, but Roman Anthony has a really hot sister. I don't know what role she played in this contract.
Oh, he's the one, right?
Yeah. Right.
You his brought sister. This up before.
Yeah.
What is his sister? How do you know his sister?
She was in the stand. I mean, the first, I showed his family in the stands his first at bat, and it was like, holy crap. Look at that.
Oh, and it even says, Roman Anthony's sister goes viral amid massive contract extension.
Yes.
What is doing this time? How did she go viral?
She was just standing around minding her own business.
Wait a minute. Is that his sister and his girlfriend?
Not both.
I'm seeing a picture.
She's just his sister, not his girlfriend, too.
No, I'm seeing there's two. There's two.
Where's Roman Anthony from, John? That his sister could be his
girlfriend. No, there's two different girls, John. Dummy.
Oh, there's two different girls.
Yeah, there are two women in the picture.
Okay. How about this? Our first female umpire in Major League Baseball history going to take the field on Saturday.
What are the fans going to throw at her?
Jen Powell. Uh-oh, you're not trying to say that there might be some Bilbos out there.
I just wonder if somebody's going to go anti-woman and go throw a sex toy at her.
Wow. Is she going to be
wouldn't be the first time it's happened in pro sports.
She going to be behind the plate?
She is at some point. She's going to be part
of
the
crew. Yeah, but I mean her first game.
Have to.
She's also been behind
the plate. First game.
She's been behind the plate in Major League Baseball spring training games.
Okay.
But she's just going to be part of the crew, and she'll get, I guess, her turn.
In her
maybe
rotation,
they'll put her right behind Bill.
Yeah, I was wondering
know.
If they would highlight her in her first game.
First game? I don't know. That's probably a lot of pressure. Probably a lot of pressure. And then, we didn't talk about this. We have to. It looks like their ESPN is going to do a college red zone.
Goodell said that's on the table.
Yeah.
Because they, like, ESPN now.
I've always thought that would be, that's why aren't you doing
huge.
That?
Huge.
Goodell said ESPN now owns the red zone brand, so right. They can put it on anything they like.
Oh, and they have a bunch of college football games. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not great for sports bars.
Yeah, I mean, how awesome is that?
No, it's not great for sports talks because what I go to sports bars for is because there's multiple TVs.
Yeah,
so you can watch multiple games. Now you can sit at your home and have your own red zone.
But does it just have to be ESPN games, or could they go to Fox games too?
ESPN.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know the rules there.
I don't know.
No, it'd have to be ESPN games. They're the only ones.
ESPN games. Yeah.
They don't own Fox games.
Right. Well, they can't.
Well, they show highlights of the games, but it can't go live.
But highlights, not live.
Yeah, they can't go live.
Not live, but you still have a lot of games. Like, if you go to the ESPN Plus app, you'll see there's a lot of football games on there available to you that you won't see on your TV. You know,
right, and they're games you don't want to see, so there's a reason.
Well, college football red zone, that's for gamblers.
Yeah. All right.
Connecticut is up on UMass 14-0 quickly in the first half, in the first quarter. Like, let's go pound them, UConn.
Let's go to that game. Right.
Let's go out to UConn and UMass. UConn's in the red zone looking to score for a third straight time that would cover the first half spread already in the first quarter. If they did it like that, that would be even more interesting.
Right. You know what's more interesting than most things? Coors Light. Well, listen, you become more interesting when you're drinking, or the people you're with become more interesting when you're drinking Coors Lights. I think you're just a more interesting person, and you find things more interesting, funnier, more fun, everything about it. I mean, it's just more fun when you're drinking cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights. That's the case, and I hope it is to you too. Look, you're looking for the best way to be refreshed in these. It's the dog days, okay? Dog days of summer. You need refreshment. You don't need a beer that's going to like, oh, God, I can barely get through this. It's motor oil. No, you need a refreshing beer. You need the world's most refreshing beer. You need to keep Texas chill. Keep Texas chill with Coors Light. Make sure you got it on hand when your boys come over, or just sitting around, hanging around, watching whatever you're watching, or doing nothing. Absolutely nothing except drinking cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. That's the way I go about life. I hope you do too. Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A kid has gone viral for having to enlist in the U.S. Army as his punishment for losing his fantasy football league.
Oh my gosh.
He said this, I drafted Daniel Jones as my number one pick, so I kind of deserve it.
Yeah, he should go.
Yeah, you do deserve it.
Who signs up for a league where that's the punishment?
where that's the punishment. If you lose your league, you have to sign up for the Army. Should we do this or something similar in our upcoming draft?
Aren't we all past the age for that?
Maybe
Sean.
Yeah, no, we should do something like not the Army. We could send Sean.
Would
to the
they?
Army.
Yeah, who would they take? We're all Mapes? Too old for that. Mapes. Besides Mapes,
you Mapes, know go. Somebody that I know, a former producer of mine. His punishment was you had to have an enormous toy, a toy that has been thrown on WNBA courts recently.
Toy.
You had to keep that in plain view in the back seat of your car.
Oh, God.
The entire year. My son Alec, he lost his senior year of high school. He had to go. This is a pretty good one. He had to go with the blow up doll and sit it down at Papacito's and have dinner in sitting at the table with the doll. And I was like, that's a pretty good one. And he did it. And I was just thinking, I said, how were the waiters and everything? He goes, oh, they were good sports. They kind of laughed about it. I said, do people look at you? He goes, oh, I went at like 3 o'clock when there were so few people there.
Well, that, no, you'd have to go at
7. He kind of cheated.
Sorry, you got to do it at 7.
Yeah, he kind of cheated.
You got to do it at
7. On a Saturday.
A body
on a
camp.
Wait. You have to sit there with your doll waiting.
Body cam footage from a call, from a police call, shows a blonde woman outside a residence when they arrive. She tells officers she was invited over to stay for a few days after meeting the man on a dating app. It didn't work out. They both agreed, so she was going to leave. She was given time to find a ride home, but the cops said if she doesn't leave, then she would be arrested. Well, they didn't need to wait. They were called back to the scene after the woman took off all her clothes and started walking around the neighborhood for some fresh air.
Oh, boy.
She told the cops, she said her skin needed to breathe. Do you feel like this is a woman you would like to meet on a dating app?
No.
What'd she look like?
Well, she takes her clothes off right away.
Yeah, but the eternal question is, what does she look like?
She's blonde. She's a little bit older, probably right in your neighborhood.
Blonde ain't the be-all, end-all. I'm just saying.
No, we but she's see. Not. I mean, she's not horrible. She's not horrible. I mean, I don't know that she's all there.
Okay.
Since her skin had to breathe.
No.
Like sometimes,
no,
sometimes
not okay.
You get in a relationship with someone and you don't know the craziness that's underneath, man or woman.
Yeah, right.
If you decide to keep going with this person, everything that happens after that is your fault. She just said her skin needed to breathe, so she took off all her clothes.
Yeah, I mean, what more are you guys waiting for? Are you two waiting for?
That no, that's a pretty good sign, I think. When she's, you know, she's
there's not enough
she
hot
won't
to
leave
be
your
dealing
house.
With that.
Yeah, and you got to call the cops before she even comes in your house. Yeah.
Man, your girl's hot. I know. She had to take off her clothes to breathe
because
her skin couldn't breathe.
She was hot. She couldn't breathe. How about this? The U.S. Open tennis tournament has announced it's going to start Game Set Matchmaker. It's going to have a dating show. The U.S. Open. It's a dating show with the electric energy of one of the world's biggest sporting events. Now, before you say anything, you need to see who the woman is that they're trying to bachelorette. She is in championship form. I can tell you that right now. She is a Long Island native, Ilana Sadaka, 24-year-old former figure skater, turned Pilates instructor. She lives in Miami. She's be the show's bachelorette with the eligible bachelors consisting of influencers, tennis superfans, and social personalities. Do you want to watch Game Set Matchmaker?
Not really.
None of that interests me at all.
No.
Well, she might. Holy crap.
I mean, I could see her without actually having to watch her on television.
But what the hell happened to just watching the U.S. Open? Now well, we got to have...
You have to have extra.
I guess you do.
Just watch sports. You have to have something extra going on.
A hottie patati you got to have on there. Otherwise, no one's watching. It is tennis, though. Oh, I get that. We got to have.
Do you hear golf guy slandering tennis?
Of course. He has no self-awareness.
Speaking of golf, the playoffs start today. The playoffs have started.
What playoffs?
The FedEx playoffs. And golf playoffs.
Sorry. Like, you got to explain.
You don't know
more.
Golf
you can't just
playoffs.
Say
it's the most important playoff season in the world.
You got to explain that to people. What's going on again?
It's the FedEx Cup playoffs start today.
Who's the favorite, John?
Well, Scottie Scheffler.
Okay.
Okay. Rory didn't even show up for it.
Is
and he advances
scared?
To the second round.
Oh, okay. He's still in
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he can still, yeah. He didn't even show up, but he's got so many points that he'll advance to the second round. And so they said, we're going to have to change the rules on this thing.
Oh.
That's not great. That's not great for us.
For a guy doesn't have to even play the first round.
He doesn't even have to play in the playoffs.
We're
going to
gonna change the rules?
Yeah, they got to change the rules. Yeah, well, I mean, if you don't even have to show up to move on, something's wrong with your playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes. We should just have, if Mapes loses, he goes to the Army.
Yeah, I mean, let's just do that.
Right. Right?
Yeah. There's only one punishment. It's for Sean Mapes.
If he finishes in last, he has to go enlist.
Yeah. What about his hair, then, though?
He would have to get cut.
Oh. Now, if we had to shave heads, I don't know if he'd play that.
What do you think would he would fear more, enlisting or shaving his head?
Enlisting.
Yeah, still, he got to shave his head anyway if he enlists.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
I mean, you know you got to shave your head.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not Mapes anymore then without those beautiful locks.
Sean, I don't know if he still has it on his Instagram because I don't follow him because why? He's not an Instagram influencer. There's a picture floating out there with him with a normal haircut.
What?
Like he's, I think he was back at Texas and he's in a suit. Maybe doing a news report or something.
What
and he had, and he has shorter hair. I don't know how long ago that picture was. Sean, how long ago was that picture? You had shorter hair. You're in like, it looks like you're in a TV studio and you've got a suit on.
That was like 2017 or 18.
So 7 years ago or
wow.
so, 8 years ago. That's
nothing.
The last time. When's the last time you cut your hair?
I don't even know you anymore.
A couple months ago.
Not a trim,
like
but.
Proper haircut,
yes.
Like
2020.
2020. Yeah.
Whoa, during COVID. Yeah, you could catch COVID from long hair.
Is that one of the things we had to fear?
You could. You don't know. You don't know if COVID was spread through with long hair. You don't know.
I feel like we might have heard that, but maybe not.
Maybe not. You don't know. You don't know. I don't know. You don't know. All right, we're done. Texas Cardhouse is what we're talking about right now. Love me some Texas Cardhouse. Love me some Hijack Poker. Now, I can't play because I'm in L.A., and it's only for people in Texas. So that's kind of a big deal that you're only playing against Texas people. And there are different levels that you can play. You can play beginners. You can play low money, just not much money at all, or free. I mean, you can play. There's all kinds of different ways to play. But you can also play big money. Okay, you don't have to worry about bots. You don't have to worry. They've got all of the detract. They got every way to figure this out, and they're not going to let this be a site which is commanded by bots and whatnot. No cheating allowed. Not on Hijack Poker. So you're an enthusiast, but you can't get over to Texas Cardhouse. That's fine. You can do it all online on your phone, on your laptop, whatever. You can play. But here's the deal. Texas Cardhouse is awesome to go to as well. If you like to get out there, if you love tournaments, Friday afternoon, starts at noon, I believe. You've got the senior event. I love that tournament. If you're 50 or older, it's a great way. It's very little to buy in, and you go and you play, and you have yourself a big time. Great competition, really good players, but it's for over 50, and I'm loving it. They've got 6 o'clock, $40 entries with big, big guarantees. I mean, it's just awesome. Tournaments, cash game, PLO, hold'em, whatever you're looking for, they've got it at Texas Cardhouse. Clean, beautiful locations, bar open till 2, open all day, 24/7, every single day of the week. So you're looking for a great place to play. I think there's only one place in Houston to play now. Texas Cardhouse, texascardhouse.com, texascardhouse.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.